Seems like just yesterday I was at the groundbreaking, and here we are a month away from the official opening.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, time is one hand gone by very fast, but the other day it's slowed down. We're so excited to be able to open our new facility on August 19th.
And as a part of that, Saturday, the community is welcome to take a look around.
Absolutely. You know, I'm blessed with two daughters. My youngest all this time says, oh, you know, here's your hospital, Dad. It's not my hospital. It's the community's hospital. We're excited that this Saturday, on the 20th, from 3 to 5 o'clock, we'll have a community open house. Please come out. Check us out. You'll be able to go about anywhere you want to go within the hospital.
In fact, we're visiting after y'all are nice enough to let members of the media take a look around, and just amazed at how well all this has come together.
You know, it's the power of a team. We've got a great team we've assembled here, great contractors, architects, etc., and it's just nice to see the project come to completion.
And to see employees already at work, it's feeling more and more like the real thing.
It absolutely is. You know, they're all waiting for that first patient to come through the door, but we've just been really blessed to find some of the best, brightest talent to come and work here at the Scott & Watt Hospital. It's really about the people, and we can't wait for our folks to be able to start providing care to the Brazos Valley.
In fact, you've introduced us to some of those folks. They come from Houston, from Centerville, from Macon, Georgia, of all places, and that obviously says a lot about the company.
It says a lot about Scott & Watt, but more importantly, I think also says a lot about the Brazos Valley, and specific College Station and Bryan. People desire to come and live here. And as you mentioned, we've recruited from pretty much every corner of the United States, and they call College Station their home now.
And I'm continually amazed these last couple of hours, without skipping a beat, you're just handing over all sorts of information, be it just numbers or types of things that patients will be able to get done here, the types of equipment. How do you keep it all together?
Again, I've got a great team that works with me each and every day, but this has been what I've been living for the last 2.5 years, so it's definitely ingrained, and again, just have a great team feeding me information as well as leading the way.
Let's also remind listeners one point that you made in your presentation before the tour was with the opening of the hospital and then later the new clinic. There is going to be some transition with some of the other Scott & Watt operations, and there's been a website set up to let Scott & Watt patients stay up on top of where they need to be on a certain occasion.
And that website is, we want to over-communicate, is csmove.sw.org. Please check out the website. Also, if you're an existing patient, we will send you an out notice where your doctor is going to be relocated, as well as our where you call to make your appointments. Also, we'll be giving that information out as much as possible.
One more thing about Saturday's community open house. You made the reference to just about everything is going to be available for public viewing. Any areas in particular that make sure that we don't miss while we're here?
Well, I'm kind of biased. I love the whole thing. You know, that's a hard question to answer. But, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to walk through an operating room or a cath lab versus being wheeled through it. So I definitely check out our operating rooms and our cath lab on our second floor. But our moms-to-be, it's a very special place. The birthing suites where babies will be taken care of on the third floor, definitely check that out. But, you know, I'm biased to the whole thing. So I'd get through as much as possible on Saturday.
For those that have visited with you through maybe the last month or two, how high is the level of anticipation about getting open and start doing business?
You know, I can't compare it to anything other than Christmas and my kids. You know, Christmas comes every year, but they get more excited each year as Christmas comes. The staff is getting more excited as each day passes. This community open house is the first really notch in the belt, and then we just look forward to opening on August 19th and deliver care here to the Brazos Valley.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here, and thanks for taking the time.